So, should I do some potatoes?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So, have you got them up?
I've just written it open for you. If you bring up the thingy.
Do you want the pressure cooker up?
No.
No. So I switch it on?
Yes.
Or, yes. What do you want? This Busy Lizzie is really coming on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's repotting it, of course, did it some good.
Yeah.
Because it's now spreading out.
Yes, it is, isn't it? That Chris will miss Gavin, you know.
You'll miss Gavin?
Yeah.
What, coming in?
No, I said Chris.
Oh, Chris will
miss Gavin, I reckon.
Oh, I thought you said that you would miss him.
No.
You said he wished he was going.
Well, that's what I've said, I wished I was going.
I said too. Well, and Stevie, I reckon, too, would be the same. Do you
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No.
And our next wife and son to take the decision to phone in.
Yeah.
Very brave.
I wonder if they've got enough forensic evidence, you know, to
Well, I think there's probably a whole lot more there that we didn't.
I would have thought so. No. Nope. just a little way off yet.
It only takes about 5 minutes or so. No,
I'm I'll take this rubbish then, shall I? Hello. What time does Gavin go off?
Not till 1 in the afternoon.
Oh.
So it's the times have all changed now because we're going somewhere different. But of course we've got to go out tonight. We've got to go out within the hour. It's Steve's mum's birthday. So tomorrow, you know, you can't get things. And my brother turned up last night, so you just can't. I haven't even packed his case yet.
Where have you got to take him to school? Yeah.
We've got a nice double-decker bus type thing with a video player on and all that. Mind you, it should do really because they're on there for a long time.
Yeah.
See, till Sunday night they're on that bus apart from the crossing.
They don't get there till Sunday night? No, I suppose they won't, will they? Because by the way, they won't go to the crossing until about 8, I suppose, in the evening. It'll be a night crossing, won't it?
Yeah, that's right. He's getting it crossing,
though. I should think so too. Chris has got to go out tonight. It's Steve's mother's birthday. And Gavin's, they've got to get him up about midday, 1 o'clock something, at the school tomorrow. She said, I haven't even packed yet. She said, he's now beginning to get excited. But they don't arrive there until Sunday night. So it's a long time on the coach.
Yes. I wonder if they couldn't sort of do a deal, you know, to get them by air. The only thing about it is if they got to sort of spend probably where they would go for it's good. It's still going to take them a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's right. And they've got all the hassle of the airport, mind you, they ought to be able to get a local airport. I don't know who they're going with, who the, but I think Gavin says, or somebody said something, that the original company's gone bankrupt. So, yeah, that may well be why they had to, No, I haven't put anything out.
Were you just, speaking to Chris then?
Yeah. She was just sort of coming down the stairs, yeah, so I, had a word with her. Okay.
I closed the lid to keep them hot.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They shan't need any pudding. I brought ice cream and I thought they were raspberries, but then I realised that they were strawberries.
Succeed in recruiting, then the Israeli military commander said their lord and their father. raped by the boxer Mike Tyson says she was offered $1 million not to press charges. In an American television interview tonight, Desiree Washington says she would have settled for an apology from the former heavyweight champion.
Mike Tyson's 18-year-old victim hid her face from the world during the rape trial, but now she says she wants to be identified to answer the criticism she's received. Speaking for the first time to America's celebrity interviewer Barbara Walters, she describes her first meeting with Mike Tyson before the Miss Black America pageant.
He was really, really friendly, and he came up to me and hugged me and said, would you like to go out on a date with me? And I'm like, sure, I was so surprised.
The full interview is to be broadcast tomorrow, but in the short excerpts released before the program, Desiree Washington says she was offered $1 million to drop the charges.
The people who offered me the money told me what to say. They told me to say that I was afraid because of what happened to Patricia Bowman. That I was afraid because of how Anita Hill was exploited. They gave me a million excuses.
Mike Tyson is expected to receive a jail sentence of between 6 and 10 years when he returns to court next month. But his victim has said she would have dropped the charges if he'd apologized and promised to undergo medical treatment. Paul Davis, ITN, in the United States.
Romanian government minister visited special schools in Britain today to find out how to look after the handicapped children abandoned by the Ceausescu regime. Up to two-thirds of the children in the country's orphanages are thought to have started life as normal, healthy babies.
It was the Ceausescu legacy, 200,000 children in orphanages lacking the very basics of life, food, warmth.
This is, you know, you just can't begin to believe it, can you?
You know Sean, Moira's husband?
Yes.
Well, his sister's a social worker as well in Manchester. And she is going next week to spend a year in Romania.
Is she ready?
And that's why they're, you know, Sean, Imelda brought Moira down with the babies. No, she was up there and she could help her down. But Sean is coming down now with this weekend in the car. And of course they'll be able to go back in the car. There's going to be a party for him. And of course she's born the girl.
But there are thousands of children who have the potential to develop far beyond their current level.
In the main news again, police are questioning a man in connection with the kidnapping of Birmingham estate agent Stephanie Slater. He was arrested at Newark in Nottinghamshire just hours after detectives released a tape of the kidnapper's voice. And Stephen Kishko, wrongly convicted of murdering the schoolgirl Leslie Mulsey, has talked of the hell of being labelled a child killer in prison. Channel 4 News is next from ITN at 7.
Of course, that's the awful thing about it, isn't it? When it takes about 4 of them to do it normally, Paul, his now wife, and also Melanie. What it says on the top there.
No.
MSO or something.
Thank you. down the shops down and bring Lassie with you.
Wait for Monday to see what he dared do.
No, not that on, is it?
Not now. 8 o'clock.
In spotlight tonight, the pre-election bandwagon rolls as Harry Ashbound campaigns in Devon and Cornwall. Teachers say standards are at risk because a school canteen is also a gym and a classroom. And the Golden Girls of pre-war Olympic age still going strong. Join us at 6:30.
Pre-war Olympic age.
Okay, there was local news, but there isn't, is there? It comes in afterwards.
Well, it comes afterwards, yes.
Crime Watch program. Police received
Detectives this afternoon cordoned off part of the Castlegate area in Newark after a red Metro was sighted similar to the one described by a witness in the kidnapping case. The man who's been questioned by detectives at Newark Police Station hasn't yet been named. His detention came within hours of the release of a recording of the kidnapper's voice. Stephanie Slater was kidnapped 4 weeks ago. She'd left her Birmingham office to keep an appointment with the man who'd arranged to view a vacant property in Great Bar. A man later contacted her manager, Kevin Watts, and gave him instructions on how to take a ransom of £175,000 to a drop-off point in South Yorkshire. Miss Slater was released by her kidnapper
really,
close to her parents'
such a precise
home.
Amount as
£175,000. Because of the threat to her life. Detectives waited until last night to release the voice of the man in order to coordinate a police operation involving several forces to follow up leads from the public. That response proved overwhelming.
As soon as the telephone number left the screen, all of the lines in the West Virginia Citizens Information Centre went absolutely wild. We're expecting in the region 5,000 telephone calls as a result of the crime watch programme.
Today, detectives were investigating at least 35 suspects named by the public. Throughout the inquiry, the police have remained convinced that the latest kidnapper killed the Leeds teenager, Julie Dutt, whose body was found in a field in Lincolnshire in July last year.
Sir Van Gisco has been speaking for the first time about what he called the nightmare and hell of spending 16 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit. He was cleared on Tuesday of murdering the 11-year-old schoolgirl Leslie Bolte. And despite his long ordeal, he said he still had faith in British justice.
Suddenly, after 16 years, everyone wanted to hear his story. Beside him, the two women who supported him throughout his term of imprisonment, his mother Charlotte and his aunt Frieda. Stephen Kishko, cleared of a brutal child murder, had agreed to meet a few reporters at the Prestwich Hospital. He's receiving treatment for schizophrenia and said to be making good progress. The years before had been hard, and his joy at his acquittal was obvious.
He was a civil servant, apparently.
Civil servant, was he?
That's very
nice, yes.
Do you want a bit of ice cream or?
Yeah, have an ice cream. Do you want that or do you want me to go and get it?
sometimes, you know, when you see these programs like the Bill, you
can understand. Yeah.